You can have intervals not only in space, but in time. Pauses are intervals. You can also have intervals in sound, the intervals between tones or notes. The interesting thing about the intervals between tones is that they are that upon which the hearing of melody depends. Melody is hear. To hear melody is to hear intervals. Now, if you will simply visualize melody in terms of something graphic, supposing you represent a simple, say, introduction of a fugue. Or whatever, you know. You can see that in terms of a dancing line or a series of points at different levels representing, like musical notation, the high ones and the low ones. And you will recognize a pattern. But you see at once that the pattern depends on the way the critical dots in it are spaced. But you see at once that the pattern depends on the way the critical dots in it are spaced. But you see at once that the pattern depends on the way the critical dots in it are spaced. Depends on the way the critical dots in it are spaced.